Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord!
I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Reading today from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priest that were at Anath in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, and in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come. And they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the work of their own hands. Therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Let's pray that as we read these words, we might learn from them. For this is part of God's holy scripture, which is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness. And as Paul could write to the Corinthians of Israel, that there were examples for us upon whom the ends of the earth have come. Our Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that we may be taught by the Holy Spirit, that we may have an understanding of these words. We think of how thou, Lord Jesus, just open the understanding of the apostles, that they would understand the scriptures, particularly of thyself, of thy suffering, thy death, thy resurrection. But we also need understanding of all of scripture. If we are to learn sound doctrine, if we are to endure sound doctrine, if we are to learn especially from the errors and the sins of Israel, of their unbelief, of their hardness of heart, of their pride, and also of their terrible destruction as a nation, and how Jerusalem was torn down, the walls, and the temple burnt. Many people died, and others were carried captive and left desolate for those 70 years. We pray, Father, that this may not take place in our nation or in any other nations today. We pray also for Israel, that they may at this time be blessed when they have come under thy judgment again and again and again. We pray that they may not be left in unbelief and hardness of heart, particularly in relationship to Christ, thy Son, that thou wilt pour upon them the spirit of grace and supplication, that they might recognize him as their Messiah, that they might mourn after him whom they have pierced, and continue to deny and to look at in unbelief. We pray, Father, for blessing on all of the world, that all the ends of the earth may hear and fear and be made to turn unto thee through Christ. We pray for other needs as well, the needs of those in suffering in different ways, in sickness and injury and homelessness and war and sorrow and pain, those especially that will soon meet thee in death, that they may hear and be led to believe the gospel before it is forever too late. We pray for those in older age. We ask, Father, for thy blessing on all through Christ. Amen. We have here the message that God gave to Jeremiah the prophet. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anath in the land of Benjamin. The priests had different cities throughout all of the tribes of Israel, the priests and the Levites. They were to minister the sacrifices. They were there in the temple by turns, as we can see later, even with Zechariah, the son of John the Baptist, who had his course. And here we have one of these priests. We see also that his fellow priest later spoke against him. And some would even take that as that Jeremiah was not right, because his fellow men would not receive him, or receive particularly the message that God gave to him. But certainly, we do not have to draw that conclusion. Let's remember that the Lord Jesus' brothers did not receive him, did not believe in him, did not believe he was the Messiah, at least not for a time. We can read, neither did his brethren believe in him. It is not what man believes. It is not what the majority believes. It is not what the many believe. For the Lord Jesus has stated plainly, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. To say that everybody does it, or everybody believes it, is not an answer, particularly not the right answer. It is God alone. And at this particular time, Jeremiah was very much alone. There were a few that were with him, Barak and a few others. Later, when the time came that Nebuchadnezzar came and killed some and took many of the cities, first before he took Jerusalem, and then carried away some captives, about 22 years into the ministry of Jeremiah, the first captives were carried to Babylon. Daniel was amongst them with his three friends. Whether Daniel learned from Jeremiah or whether he learned from others, we do not know. But he certainly had the fear of God when he came to Babylon, one of the few. There were many others, as God said to Ezekiel, who was also there, that they were a people that would not hear him. He would be to them like one that had a lovely song. They would listen, but they would not do what Ezekiel would say. And he even likened it to Ezekiel being amongst thorns. So those that were carried away captive, even for the most part, were not as Daniel and his three friends. They were evidently the exception. Here we read God's word to Jeremiah. When they came, the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the days of Josiah, there was even a blessing during this ministry of Jeremiah, a blessing during the time of Josiah, even a wonderful time of turning back to the Lord, sometimes called a reformation. It is described as that there was a time they kept the Passover, such as was not kept since Samuel the prophet. So all through the years, the Passover was not kept in as wonderful a way as it was here at this time of Josiah. But though Josiah did turn to the Lord, Josiah heard the word of God read, and he rent his clothes. He said, "Great is the wrath of the Lord upon us." He humbled himself, and he was spared from God's judgment. It is sad that he had to die in battle at the end of his reign. But God says of the rest of Judah, as we can see it in the beginning of Jeremiah, that my people is foolish. He said of them, they have turned but feignly and not with the whole heart. So even in that time of blessing, in the reign of Josiah, they had turned with him, but only outwardly and deceitfully, or as we read, but feignly, saith the Lord. What a terrible thing it is if that happens, when there is blessing, when there is reviving, when there is reformation. There has been reformation in the history of the church. There have been revivals in the history of the church. And often they are misunderstood, both at the time of reviving, as God was not only pronouncing judgment through Jeremiah, but also calling them back. And he had said right in the beginning here that there would come a nation of the north, that seething pot. He said, I will call all the families of the kings of the north, and they shall come, and they shall set every man his throne at the entering in of the gates of Jerusalem. God pronounced judgment. He foretold what was going to happen. But even in spite of that, what God knew would happen, he kept on calling them to repentance. In chapter 4, he said, if thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove, and thou shalt swear the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Then God gave Jeremiah the message to break up the fallow ground and not to sow amongst thorns. So God kept on calling, 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 in spite of telling Jeremiah what would happen. And later even went so far as to say, pray not for this people. But the first message was to show them their sin, to call them to repentance. And what a blessing it is if God does that with his word. If God chastens with his word, it is truly a great, great blessing. We ought to know that in our time, we ought to know that there needs to be the message as God gave it to Jeremiah, and there needs to be the message to us as a nation and to other nations as well, as Jeremiah gave to Judah, calling them to repentance. That was the first blessing. As I said, it was about 20 years later. It was about in the middle of Jeremiah's prophecy to Jerusalem, when finally the last remnant was carried away, and when the last judgment came and the terrible things that happened that we can read up in the latter part of the prophecy of Jeremiah, when some of the few people that were left there fled to Egypt and thought they would get away from Nebuchadnezzar. But God told them that even there they would not be safe, that Nebuchadnezzar would set up his throne there in Pharaoh's palace. What God says will be done. Here Jeremiah was sent. First of all, he said, I have set thee this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. As I mentioned a moment ago, there were those few, like Daniel and his three friends, that stood firm. Like the song says, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Daniel had that in Babylon. He would not eat of the king's dainties, and he asked to be given permission for that, and he was given that permission. And he was the wisest of all the young men that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from different lands, wiser than the wise men in Babylon, and one that God made known the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar, making known not only the interpretation, but the dream itself when Nebuchadnezzar forgot it. God did all of that through Daniel and with his three friends. His three friends that later went into the fiery furnace, and God protected them there, and evidently sent the Lord Jesus, even as Nebuchadnezzar said, didn't we throw three in the fire? And lo, I see four, and the fourth is like the Son of God. God can keep in terrible times. God can keep anybody today in our nation. We look at what's taking place, and we are fearful, and we can be, we should be. But that doesn't mean that we cannot hear God's voice above all the lies, above all the wrong promises, of all the wrong things that are being threatened and will possibly take place. Terrible things did happen in Babylon as well as in Jerusalem. Other people sinned. The Jews did. The Babylonians did. Nebuchadnezzar did. But Daniel did not have to, nor did Jeremiah. And even Jeremiah at times wearied, and God had to reprove him. At one time he said, if you have wearied with running the footmen, how are you going to run with the horsemen? And God told Jeremiah again to come to speak the whole truth and to separate the precious from the vile. When Jeremiah was lax, or when he was slow to do it, he had to be warned. And here he had to be warned. First of all, instructed, what we just read of the different things that God would call him to do, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. God also gave him the very strong warning in the last part of the chapter in verse 17, therefore gird up thy loins and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed of their faces, lest I confound thee before them. What a warning. Lest I confound thee before them. What was true for Jeremiah is true for us today. If we don't want to speak what God commands us in His way of truth, in His word, to preach His whole counsel. And as Paul was inspired to write to Timothy, preach the word. And as Paul could say of himself, I have not shunned to declare the whole counsel of God. If that's not done, if we hesitate, if we do not do it, God is dishonored. But He can also withdraw the Spirit from us. He can put us in even a worse place than we are if we refuse to do it, or hesitate to do it, or are slow to do it. Lest I confound thee before them. Those who are wrong, those who should be confounded with the Word of God, taught truly, preached truly, held to truly. But if we will not do that before men, we can be confounded as well as Jeremiah was warned. And I've experienced that. Sometimes you want to go along with the rest. You want to go along with others. You don't want to speak up when things are wrong, being done wrong, planned wrong, taught wrong. It's easy just to be quiet. But God's word to Jeremiah, and in many ways it's still that to us today, speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces. It's going to bring some frowns. It may bring some anger. It may bring bitterness. And God says, don't look at that. Who are we to look at? God. The God that created this world. The God in whom we live and move and have our being. The God who has called those who are to bring His word. We are His ambassadors. When we think of Paul's message, he says, we stand in Christ's stead, O be ye reconciled to God. We have been reading recently, and we've read many times, Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, especially in the second letter, the fourth chapter. Listen to it again when Paul says, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. That's what has to be preached by any and all that are called to preach the Word of God. Preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus. And that means preach everything concerning him, preaching the whole message of Christ, the whole message about him, the whole message from him, all that he has commanded. He has told his disciples, and he left it with the church, when he says, "You are my witnesses," that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. He also said to preach the gospel to every creature, with the description of the result: he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned. And then, as he also said to the apostles when he showed himself alive to them after his resurrection, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." That's the message that must come from the church. That's the message that must come from those who are called to evangelize, to teach, to preach. Whatever calling God gives, it is his message that must be heralded forth. His message that must reach the ends of the earth. His message that must be to every creature. In one way, Jeremiah was here a prophet to the Jews, but he also said, "I have set thee this day over the nations and over the kingdoms." How much that was done, we do not know. We probably do not know all the details of who Jeremiah spoke to. Jeremiah was known also by Nebuchadnezzar, and when finally Jerusalem fell, he spoke concerning Jeremiah, that he could take his choice. He was known, and his message had evidently had come to Babylon, and they knew about him. But listen again to those words: "Therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee." And I want to say again, what a blessing if God calls us to repentance by his word. He can also bring judgment. He can bring it in different kinds of ways, terrible ways, chastisements also, in ways of circumstance and providence. And so what a blessing to hear his word. Oh, do you hear it and believe it as coming from God?
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.